This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
From the Winkelvi now to some more famous names, Duke Ellington, Vladimir Horowitz, Cole Porter, Sergei Rachmaninoff, and Billy Joel, all piano players of some renown, all of whom played, or play in Mr. Joel's case, Steinways. The legendary company behind many a parent's dream of their kid making it to Carnegie Hall is changing hands. The piano maker is selling itself to a private equity firm for about $500 million, as Marketplace's Sally Herships tells us.
To understand why Steinway is selling for hundreds of millions of dollars, let's take a trip to Queens through the wonder of film.
You know, when I first visited the factory, I was so fascinated with what I was seeing.
Ben Niles is the director of Note by Note, a documentary that follows the making of a Steinway grand piano. The process can take up to a year.
People were just working away like they were in Geppetto's workshop.
Building the pianos, mostly by hand, which gives each one a unique sound.
Does this make them like the Rolls Royce of piano makers?
You're right. It is absolutely the very high end.
Ernie Erstner is managing director of CJS Securities. He says a Steinway grand can sell for well over $100,000, and there are two types of buyers, both of whom can be counted on in good times and bad. First, the very rich.
He may have a private plane. He may have an estate. If he has an estate, he may very well have or desire to have a Steinway piano in his home.
Then there are the professional musicians. Erstner says the company sells 2,500 pianos globally a year, and it's looking to expand, especially into places like China. So kids, take heart. A shot at Carnegie Hall is only 10,000 hours of practice away. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.